Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM. We have been talking with Greg Belbera, the owner of Right at Home, Nassau, Suffolk. And we will continue to talk with Greg now about dehydration, which is where we left off. I do have a question. You mentioned cramps as a symptom. I think people get cramps quite often for whatever reason. Are there other reasons that can cause cramps, or is dehydration one of the major causes?
Dehydration is one of the majors, but also it can be low potassium can be a major reason as well.
Right.
But
if your potassium numbers
banana
are right,
yep,
chances are you're not drinking enough fluids.
Most likely.
That's an interesting one.
See, it's a golden nugget. You just got your
golden
nugget for the day.
I got my golden nugget for the day.
Success.
The book of golden nuggets. All right. Well, let's keep talking about dehydration. And we were starting to talk about why people don't hydrate enough.
Sure. So we were about to talk about some of the proper ways to stay hydrated throughout the course of the day. So especially as it relates to seniors. So keeping fluids in a water bottle or a lidded cup with a straw. Also remember, a lot of our seniors have mobility issues. So just from the point of view of to get out of a chair to go to the kitchen to get the water back and forth is challenging. So, keeping that bottle of water or the cup next to them during the course of the day can be very important. Checking their urine to make sure it's light colored and that their output is sufficient is important. What they eat is important. So especially during the summer and the hot days like we're experiencing now, high water content foods such as fruits, soups, broths, vegetables, and smoothies can help replace the fluids without being, some people just don't like to drink water is important. Seniors also shouldn't skip meals. A lot of our fluids actually come from the meal itself. So that's important. Super important is avoiding the consumption of alcohol and caffeine. Everybody loves their cup of coffee or what in the morning, but the more caffeine, more coffee, more tea we drink, that can actually...
See, that's an interesting one, because one week you read that you can have 25 cups of coffee and it's really good for you. And then you read that you can have wine and that's really good for you.
As long as you chase it with a cup of water after.
Well, I believe moderation is what's
that's always the key.
The
moderation
key.
Is
right.
Moderation.
I believe you could
key.
Have a cup of coffee, and I'm not a doctor, so don't take this as.
Yeah, I'm not saying.
And
not
you
to
can
drink
have
coffee.
A wine, but don't sit there all day with two bottles of wine, or your big jug of coffee. I have a question for you though, which hit me. You said a couple of times, and I read about it in here also. A cup with lid, that it should have a lid on it. I often thought about that, because if you have a cup with no lid on it, you're inviting all kinds of things to fly in there. It strikes me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just more. It's more hygienic to keep the lid on, and also usually we'll keep the temperature cooler. Most people prefer to drink cooler water. I think also, room temperature water is less appealing or appetizing for most seniors. One of the interesting things about seniors is actually their ability to feel thirsty actually fades with age. So a lot of times they're thirsty, but they don't realize it just because of the normal aging process of the body. So that's important to realize as well.
That's interesting. Little things like, I've heard that it's good to sip something all day as opposed to...
Much better. Sipping water throughout or fluids could be Gatorade, which replaces electrolytes, or Ensure for a lot of our seniors, which also provides a lot of other nutrients that they might require. But sipping that throughout the course of the day as opposed to just taking all their fluids maybe once or twice a day is certainly better for the body and keeping it regulated.
Now, especially with those reusable cups, because when I'm home, I actually, I have the reusable cup, with the plastic straw, the hard plastic straw, and it's such a great thing to keep in a room, and the lid's on, so there's no particles flying in, but, and it's really something that's good, because, just have it in the room, and I think that works for any age, and you can just walk by, and just, and it reminds you, okay, now I should just take a sip of it, and Kelly was on. You were on last time with Kelly and one of our nurses, and she was saying, all right, some people are like, who wants to drink water? But it's so important important to avoid sodas and certain beverages, and we put that in the in our newsletter too. And she's like, you know, you could spice up your water, you know, put fruit in it, put cucumbers in it, you know,
mint.
and it becomes, you know, not just bland water. So I think it's just, there are little tricks you can do. So.
Well, you mentioned Gatorade, all right. Actually, that's what I drank after I had my event, but now I'm back to water again. But the question I have in my own mind, and maybe other people might have, is it better to drink Gatorade or is it better to drink water?
Again, I think it's moderation, and it depends on the person. You know, obviously Gatorade has more calories. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are different variations of Gatorades. They do have Gatorade Zero, but oftentimes when you start drinking those types of products, there are some type of synthetics in there which, you know, may not be as healthy.
Right.
And sugars, correct.
Yeah. So, which is not a good thing.
Yeah.
Definitely not. At least for diabetics purposes, people don't want to eat that.
Smart water, that's another.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm drinking currently.
Yep. That's why you're so smart. The smartest thing is, that, as Christina was saying, you know, dropping a couple of slices of fruit, lemon, lime, a cucumber, mint in the water can really change the flavor and make it more appealing.
Yeah, I mean, water is water. I mean, you know, it's pretty much tasteless, but it's good. It's good for you. Let's put it that way.
No, and it's so important, you know, because I remember, you know, when my grandfather was like, he was always getting dehydrated, and we left because I had told him really about putting lemon in your water and stuff, and that was like his obsession towards later in life. He's like, where's my lemons in the water? But, you know, he would get dehydrated, and, you know, just from it, just the what would happen, you know, would be hard. But, you know, the cognitive, and we would take him to the hospital, and then they were like, oh, you know, is this dementia? And we were like, whoa, no, he's like fine. It's just something, you know. And then it turns out, you know, he's dehydrated.
Yep.
So it's something that's so, you know, has such an impact, and you know, people don't necessarily know what's going on. You know, you were even saying with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's actually amazing how quickly the dehydration can lead to a loss of cognition.
Right.
So, I mean, obviously a lot of seniors have dementia, but someone who doesn't have dementia, you get them dehydrated, they're going to exhibit those types of symptoms. There's actually a simple test for a lot of seniors. Actually, if you pinch their skin and the skin just kind of quickly goes back to its normal latency, you're not dehydrated. But if it takes a while, like if after like 10, 15 seconds you notice that it hasn't, chances are that person is dehydrated. So it's a real simple, easy way to check if you're...
And your article, we were laughing because a couple of weeks ago we were talking about this. So we were like all sitting here like pulling up our skin. Everyone was like...
I just did mine.
Everyone was actually waiting to make
I'm
sure
all right. That's because I'm looking at this bottle of water.
I know. Every time we say it, my mouth gets like dry. I'm like, oh God, I got to keep drinking water.
And on the contra side, actually, overhydration can be a problem as well, especially if someone has congestive heart failure. If they have diabetes, if you drink too much water, that can lead to increased swelling and edema, you know, in the lower extremities. So again, it's always about moderation and finding what works for you. Everybody's different, depending upon the medications they're on, their own physical well-being at the time. So,
well, another area that I hear about that becomes an issue besides urinary bathroom problems are constipation problems that. Many seniors do have, and my understanding is some of that is related to the fact that they don't stay hydrated.
Absolutely.
And that becomes a big issue for people who can't go, you will.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yep, and one of the issues that we see with a lot of our seniors is that one issue can quickly cascade into another issue. So you're not hydrated, that can lead to constipation. Being constipated can lead to other problems. So all of a sudden, they start to block on top of each other, and then something simple as sipping water throughout the course of the day can lead to major health issues.
Well, it's a long topic, and I don't know.
No, but I think, you know, the sipping thing is really a good alternative for people, you know, especially because if you're just sipping something, at least you're not, you know, I know if you chug a bottle of water, you're going to have to go to the bathroom immediately. And, you know, for seniors that have issues, you know, I feel like, you know, just this kind of steady sipping, you know, might help with the whole anxious going to the bathroom situation.
It's complicated because if you're the person who has to go every 20 minutes, you know, it's sort of like self-defeating. It's hard. It's difficult. You know, people...
I can tell you that, you know, from the perspective of Right of Home, and where we certainly help, obviously, you know, our companions and our aides, when we're with the seniors and we're taking care of them, we are encouraging them, if they have cognitive issues and they're not they don't remember to drink, we're encouraging fluids during the course of the day. The caregiver can get them their meals, get them their get them their liquids. If they have physical issues, they're bedbound or they're using a walker and their cane, so it's challenging them for them to get out of a chair, to get to the fridge, to get the drink. Again, the caregiver can work with them and get them their get them their fluids during the day.
You know, you have me thinking about something else. We had a little meeting yesterday, the day before. Mm-hmm. Talking about the use of voice recognition like Alexa or Google Home or whatever for elder orphans, mm-hmm. for people who are disabled, for people who are at home and have problems. And just on your thinking here, things like maybe you could have Alexa say, okay, Christina, it's 4:00. Drink some water.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
You had any exposure to that at all? People using?
So we're starting to see a big ramp up in technology and how people acclimate to it and how they use it. So it's definitely something that we're really excited to, combine the modern technology with the physical people that we actually mm-hmm. bring to help our seniors. So I think we're going to see a sea change in the next, 5, 10, 15 years with how people use that technology and how it impacts people in their daily living.
Have you seen many people or anybody actually really use it at this point in time?
Starting to. I will tell you that a lot of seniors are suspicious of technology or not so open to using it. We had one particular client where we wanted to put, his daughter wanted to put an Alexa in there so she could communicate with him through the Alexa and then also do reminders, like you said. And he was like, I don't want my daughter to know what I'm doing. So, there is some pushback. And, it does take some, it's going to take some time to break down some of the thought processes and the hesitancies that some seniors have with technology.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a generational process.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
My generation, I'm reasonably technically literate because I've been involved with it pretty much all my business life. But there are a lot of seniors in my age bracket that kind of fight it. They feel like privacy is being invaded, this, that, and whatever. But reality is, if they could see the benefits that would come from something like this, like Alexa, play me Perry Como, Alexa, read me Tom Sawyer, and I'm marooned in the house. Caregivers, family members, I can see wanting to do it because they want to be able to communicate with their family easily. And there are companies now that I see that are starting to get into the business, but it's going to take time. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about it because you see it from a different perspective. I believe there's a lot of advantages to be had, in my opinion.
No, because you bring up a good point. On top of, obviously a lot of this is the medical reminders, take your medication. That's really when that kind of started. But, brought up a good point, Otto, and, maybe that is the selling point, is that it's not just these. You can do entertainment kind of things, play this song, And so I think that might be kind of the way in, and then we could somehow set up reminder. Oh.
Unfortunately, Greg, we're running out of time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you, Greg. We will have you certainly back on again.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
It's been break time. We're now going to go to old-time radio.
Perfect. And then it could be, and then there's the break.